USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to increase across the country, some states are imposing lockdowns once again. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom imposing a new regional stay-at-home order that focuses on hospitalizations. It breaks the state into five regions, and when one falls below 15% ICU capacity, more stringent lockdowns are imposed in that region. The new lockdowns also mean no indoor and outdoor dining, which has many business owners at wit's end.
We've invested in changing and adapting our business to be pandemic friendly, and then, you know, the changes come again.
That's Heyrun Coffee Shop owner Tony Thorne. A nor'easter bringing heavy rain and snow to the Northeast this weekend. Maryland and Delaware getting hit with rain, while Boston could see up to a foot of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
A win for President Trump in federal appeals court. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The Trump administration has been given the green light to divert $3.6 billion from military construction projects to build a border wall, one of his top 2016 campaign promises. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 on Friday that El Paso County and the nonprofit Border Network for Human Rights did not have the standing to do so. This overturns a lower court ruling. President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to end the wall. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The NFL is updating its COVID-19 protocols as the league enters the last month of the regular season. A memo sent to all teams said in-person meetings are prohibited for 2 days after game days. In addition, it also lifted a previous restriction that limited the number of players who could travel to a game at 62. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Joe Biden continues to announce new members to his administration, last week we heard from President-elect Biden about the new economic team coming in, Biden confirming that Janet Yellen will be his nominee for Treasury Secretary. As far as what we can expect under a Biden administration, Dan Geltrude is a certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News.
A Biden administration is promising higher taxes. So let's take them at their word that that's what they're going to do. When a politician is promising to raise taxes, I always say believe them. Now, what will stop that is a Republican Senate. So split government will put us in a position of basically everything being stagnant. It should mean compromise, but it won't. It will mean just nothing gets done. And that is probably a good thing as far as the economy goes. However, if you do have a Democratic Congress, I think there will be significant taxes put in place. I don't think it will only be tax the rich and tax corporations. I think there will be unintended consequences that will spill out to other areas.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.